time, but it is part of the bill before you. We recognize, as the Secretary said, that she and the administration were faced with very difficult choices in presenting the budget and the BRFA. We just believe this was the wrong choice. As fiduciaries for the system, we feel we have a responsibility to bring our concern to you about the impact of the proposal for a permanent decrease in the reinvestment of the savings, which came from increased employees' contributions and decreased employees' benefits, and was part of the package that was arrived at in 2011 to charge employees more, give them back less, but maintain a defined benefit system with acceptable benefits, and over time to fully fund that system. And the goal is to fully fund it by 2039. As Senator Mattolino pointed out, our actuaries point out to you that while in the short term, this cut from $300 million reinvested savings to $200 million reinvested savings does save money in the general fund while taking it out of the retirement, building the retirement trust, over the period of time to reach full funding, it costs about $1.75 billion more to the employer, the taxpayer. It was the concern about such a large increase that led in 2011 to the package, which potentially is being unraveled, which combined the increased employee contribution, decreased employee benefit, and reinvestment of the savings. You have our written testimony, and you know what our conclusion is. We recognize the difficult decisions before you, and we, like the rating agencies who just gave the state, again, a AAA rating, recognize the tough decisions that you all have made to reform and create a sustainable retirement system for the state employees. Albeit the average retirement benefit is $21,000 a year, it will not make them millionaires, but it is there, and it is the result of their service to the state. We would urge you, as the rating agencies did, to recognize the reforms and to stick to them. A long-term permanent reduction in the reinvestment of the employees' contributions and benefit cuts would, in fact, be costly to the employer and the employee, and we urge you as fiduciaries not to do it.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Chairman Casemeyer, Vice Chairman McFadden, members of the committee, good afternoon. Thank you for the opportunity to speak about our deep concerns contained within the BRFA. Obviously, I don't want to repeat the points that the Treasurer just made or the points that are in our excellent testimony, but I would like to add that this proposal reneges on a commitment made to our hardworking public servants who graciously agreed to make near-term sacrifices for the long-term security of the retirement system, retirement they've earned serving the public. Make no mistake, backing away from this commitment undermines our credibility when we ask our citizens to make similar sacrifices to solve budget deficits or provide services and promise to dedicate those funds for specific purposes. And as the Treasurer and I both know, this threatens the state's reputation in the eyes of the nation's financial community. Risking whatever gains we're hoping to make in the eyes of the rating agencies by implementing the reforms, difficult as they were in the first place, for the sake of fiscal responsibility and the public trust, I hope you'll abandon this proposal. The Treasurer was very specific about the long-term commitment, which is not fiscally sustainable. And this is Senator Mano, I believe, brought up, and Senator Mattolino. The short term, 1 year, is also a problem, and it will have fiscal consequences for the state that obviously will be unintentional, but this is a serious issue right now, the funding of our pension system. And I would urge the committee to not only cut out the long term, which I believe they will, because I don't think it is particularly convincing, but the short term, the $100 million this year, please, I beg you, do not remove that from the pension system. Yes, we just got a AAA bond rating, thanks to your leadership, thanks to the leadership of the governor and the treasurer. But if we ever lose it, we're going to look back on this action as the, well, it's not crossing the Rubicon, but it's getting in the boat ready to cross it. And I importune you to reject both the long-term and the short-term transfer of money that should be going to the pension fund into the general fund.